the best and worst of 2009.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. A list of the best and worst performing stocks for 2009 is out this morning. Financial institutions topped both lists. One of the worst, Citigroup. It was down more than 50% for the year. Zions Bank Corporation was down 48%. On the upside, JPMorgan Chase was one of the year's best performers. It was up 32%. All of the Sturm und Drang we saw in the banking sector this year started with mortgage loans. The new year means new rules for that industry. Mortgage lenders will now have to provide clearer disclosure of all of the costs of a loan. That's supposed to make the process more transparent and help protect borrowers. But as Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports, the industry's not sure it's equipped to handle the changes.
The Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, or RESPA, has been around since the 1970s. The new rules are the first major overhaul of the act, and what they're designed to do is make the whole process of getting a home loan clearer. The key part of this is the lender has to give the borrower a 3-page estimate of all the fees associated with the loan. So things like closing costs, broker's fees, and title insurance. The lender also has to tell the borrower whether it's planning to service the loan itself. The changes are supposed to make it all easier to understand, but the details of the new procedures are confusing, and a lot of people in the mortgage business say it could delay closings for a while as they all try to figure out how to comply. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
The markets have mixed feelings about this last day of the year. In Asia, Tokyo's Nikkei index fell 0.8%. The Shanghai Composite Index gained 0.4%. In Europe, London's FTSE is up just a hair. Germany's DAX is down 0.9%. Paris's CAC 40 up 0.1%. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up just a bit, closing at 10,548. All told, 2009 was a very good year for the Dow, or a very bad year, depending on how you look at it. The Dow rose 20% in 2009, the biggest gain it's seen in 6 years. On the other hand, the index is closing below where it finished 10 years ago, first time that's happened since the Great Depression. In Britain, the end of the year means the government's annual honors list. That's a reward for service to the UK. Notably absent from this year's list, bankers. Only one is being recognized. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has more.
Usually, the banking profession is showered with titles at this time of year, many bankers receiving the right to call themselves Lord, Lady, Dame, or Sir for their services to the British economy. This year, however, the bankers are in disgrace. The government has nominated only one for an honour.
I don't think even one ought to be so get an honour this year, if you believe in this system.
Professor Stephen Hazler is a critic of the honours system. He dismisses the whole exercise as pointless and antiquated.
Things like knighthoods, evoking images of people riding along with armour and jousting and all that kind of stuff. It's an absolutely archaic system.
Nevertheless, many Brits take it seriously, and it does give the British government a way of making its displeasure felt. In this year's list, the Lord Mayor of London has been denied the traditional knighthood because it's claimed he defended bankers' bonuses. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
New Year's Eve is here. Time to buy some bubbly, watch the clock, and fight the feeling that you should be somewhere a little more fabulous than wherever it is you are. If you opt to imbibe some homegrown spirits tonight, you'll be helping make it a happier New Year for the U.S. wine industry. Kayomi Getz has more.
Stu Smith grows grapes for his small winery, Smith Madrone, nestled in the hills of Napa County. He says a lot of people in his industry are struggling these days.
They estimated that 20% of the Sonoma County grape crop would be left on the vine. That's pretty startling.
Smith says he hasn't seen anything like it in his 40 years in the business. Growers are letting their grapes rot rather than take a bath trying to sell them in a glutted market. Distributors are still trying to unload back inventory from last year. Small wineries that sell to restaurants are having abysmal sales. Smith says it's causing a lot of jitters.
Are we looking at a new paradigm, or are things going to get better after the next 6 months or a year? And everybody goes back to their old ways. You know, I don't know.
Positive spinners will tell you people are still drinking wine. That's true. But fewer are buying wines that cost $30 or more.
What's interesting about this recession that's quite different from the last two is the effect on the baby boomers.
Christian Miller researches the wine industry. He says people in their late 40s to early 60s drove the upscale wine market even during past recessions.
This recession, because it's impacted their wealth significantly, has had a much more significant impact on the outlook and purchasing of the baby boomers.
Upmarket labels are scrambling to find the new selling sweet spot. Some wineries are offering as much as half off and free shipping on the internet. And with distributors hurting, analysts say wineries are increasingly trying to bypass stores and restaurants to connect with consumers directly. I'm Kaomi Getz for Marketplace.
New Year's resolution, drink more American wine. I like it. It sounds so much nicer than cutting back on French fries and paying my bills on time. Attention, football fanatics and American Idol addicts. If you subscribe to Time Warner Cable, you may have to find another way to get your Fox fix. Fox wants higher fees from Time Warner to make up for falling ad sales. So far, Time Warner won't play ball. If the two don't figure something out by midnight, Fox will go dark for Time Warner Cable subscribers. You may have caught some of the ad wars.
No Simpsons?
No!
No 24?
This is over!
No Fox? No way. TV with no Fox? Thanks a bundle, Time Warner Cable.
For fans of Fox shows like House and 24, this could mean more Hulu time. For football fans, might be time to find the nearest sports bar. All the sacrifices we make. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.